Mouse.
What's going on, Black Is Family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. I am your host, Brother Malcolm, and I am pleased and honored to have an incredible Angelino in the house today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce and welcome the visionary founder of Climb, Inc. Please give a round of applause for Mr. Ken Billups. What's going on, bruh?
Hello, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the city of Los Angeles. All listeners. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad, bruh, that you would come over to the Black Is Online studio in the heart of Los Angeles. And we're so happy to have you on. Ken and I had a chance to meet recently at SIP at Post and Beam here in the Baldwin Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. And it was such a pleasure, one, to meet you, bruh, and just to get a chance to talk to you and learn a little bit more about your organization, specifically because we're both native Angelenos. And I was so proud to see what you were doing and what you're accomplishing in your life. And I wanted to have you on the show because we just need to expose each other to great blackness in the city of Los Angeles. So I was interested, since you're a native Angeleno and you were born in Inglewood, right? Or raised in Inglewood? Or
born and raised.
The wood?
All day. Even on Sunday.
Oh, come on now. I was interested in how, like, your upbringing in Inglewood shaped who you are today, and who is this Ken Billups that we are talking about today?
Yes, I appreciate it. Well, born and raised in Inglewood, actually, Climb is really kind of a symbol of gratitude. So it's a vehicle of really giving the services and experiences and exposing the youth to what I had growing up in the city of Inglewood. Okay. So ranging from youth programs to that village that came out of Inglewood to the parents and friends and families that really molded who I am. And now moving forward through gratitude and through the blessing that I've had, Climb is kind of a constructive in way and vehicle in which we can provide those same services and programs to the youth now. You know, being born and raised in Inglewood, obviously my heart is there. So many of our programs are structured and partner with many programs that are in the city of Inglewood, but throughout South LA, the black and brown community that can really utilize some of these programs that expose them to leadership, really try to push them towards college, you know, college prep, preparatory type of programming, as well as general exposure. Our makeup of volunteers and supporters or young professionals, individuals like yourself that are the progressive kind. And I think that that marriage of those individuals that have walked that path and come out of cities like Inglewood that can really send the elevator back down. So,
and did you go now? And I just realized I was going to ask you if you went to Inglewood High, but no, you went to St. Bernard's.
Yeah, I went to St. Bernard's all day, every day. Went to St. Bernard's.
You one of those?
Yeah, went to St. Bernard's.
You know, top 10%.
Well, we had our fusion. It was a good. Actually, Bernard's is a good hybrid of, you know, the real, but you know, it's a private school, but many individuals are. I know a lot of the recruiting.
Right.
From when I was there in the mid-90s was coming out of some of the private schools that were in Inglewood and throughout. So when I came out, it was either – I came out of Inglewood Christian. And it was either you go to you either go to St. Bernard's or go to Skara.
You know, did he just call Sarah Skara? Yeah. Ouch.
So you either go
fighting
to,
words.
You either go to St. Bernard's or Skara and went to St. Bernard's and best decision ever. But – yeah, ultimately, that was my path, Inglewood Christian to St. Bernard's to Florida A&M University.
All right, FAMU. Shout out to Terry Booty, who is also an alumni. T-Boots.
St. Bernard's.
I know you probably won't even listen to my podcast, Culture Connection, but we're going to force you to hear this.
We're
going to
get it in his pocket.
Just two people you know are on it today.
T-Boots.
So tell us about, you were talking about Climb, and just, what was the impetus for Climb? Did it come out of, obviously, you know, growing up in Inglewood and St. Bernard's, and obviously you went to FAMU, and you know, FAMU being a historically black college, what was the moment that sparked the Climb mission vision for you, and why?
That's an interesting question. Actually, there's a story to that, and I actually have a note that I found that I wrote. I think it was my senior year, returning back from Christmas break, and I was writing down notes and ideas, and kind of my entrepreneurial brain was my wheels were turning. And I remember writing out, kind of scripting how I would formulate a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
Myself being in a Greek, you know, being in a fraternity, trying to figure out how I can mobilize me and all my frat brothers, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated all day.
You this know, alpha will yeah, not
the noobs.
I'd be upset. I have baby. Many brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi that I respect and honor.
Culture connection with all K's. The noobs have invaded
black. Oh, kids. Here we go. Here we go.
At any rate.
Lest we forget the founder of Culture Connection. No, it's all love. It's all love.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was kind of my ideas my last year in college. Returning back to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. What I did was me and my gentleman, Nigel Henderson.
Okay.
We came out of St. Bernard's and went to Morehouse. But he, you know, both of us actually decided that we wanted to start doing young professional mixers. Mm-hmm. So finding that medium between the individuals that were fresh out of college, but still trying to have that that hub where they can interact, mingle, very similar to SIP.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started doing that monthly. That was our monthly event. The network was growing. And seeing this vast network of young professionals, we also did community service projects.
Mm-hmm.
So separate from that, we would do those every once in a while. But gradually, that became my sole focus, mm-hmm. Was the community service projects. And instead of just doing it as a, we'll do it when we get to it, I decided to develop an actual nonprofit organization. And so Climb ultimately became that vehicle to have those same young professionals, that network, be active in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then many individuals, you know, as it is a volunteer-based organization, decided that they were very adamant about getting involved in the community and shared that same vested interest, mm-hmm. for, you know, serving the at-risk community. So it's kind of like where it came from, this young professional network that gradually started to steer towards,
mm-hmm.
a service for the community. And we developed, you know, many of programs, developed many, mm-hmm. of partnerships. And, you know, fast forward, 8 years now?
Wow.
It's still a journey.
It's amazing that creating leaders in Mind and Body Inc. is heading towards its 10th year anniversary. And I'm looking here and you know, some of my research, just looking at the number of programs you have. I mean, you've got the Climb Youth Performing Arts Academy, the Climb Youth Basketball Camp, Climb Business Academy, Climb Leadership Institute, Climb Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Institute, Climb College Prep Program, Youth Motivation Task Force, and the Gift of Giving. What I like about all of these programs is that what you see is that you guys are creating holistic human beings, mm-hmm. that are influenced and shaped and molded by all of these very important elements that, to me, create the whole human being's existence and experience on in their community. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious for you, you know, one of the things I was thinking about as your 10th anniversary was coming up, you know, what do you think that the community, the press, but more importantly, the young people that you've inspired and have had an effect on, what do you think they will say about Climb in your 10-year anniversary?
Well, I think they've definitely seen it from that seed, the gist of it as a thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people have been involved from inception. So seeing it come from an organic state, whereas it was not this large nonprofit organization, and we did not have this massive following in terms of funding or individuals, mm-hmm. but seeing it start from the ground up, people have seen it when it really was just our first project. When we're, you know, Malcolm, can you go pick up ice chips? Can you go pick up little Johnny over here and take them here?
Right.
So seeing it as a grassroots operation and the organic process of developing a nonprofit, many, many of our supporters have been there since day one, and seeing it grow into the various partnerships, the corporate, the partnerships, mm-hmm. the other ways in which we're growing our programs and moving towards having it being fully funded, mm-hmm. and operating almost on its own. So I think many individuals will speak towards just the organic nature of how the organization has come from just a thought of let's do a community service project, mm-hmm. to a full organization consisting, mm-hmm. of various programs.
And are there any particular goals that you're looking at for the organization in the next 5 to 10 years as you continue to grow, that are important for you as the founder to be benchmarks, if you will, of where you thought that the organization would be?
Yeah, I would certainly say, I mean, I've kind of communicated this to our leadership and individuals that are our main stakeholders, is that on a programming side, we want to gear towards leadership training and college prep. So many of those programs that you stated, the performing arts, the business academy, will be encompassed in a college prep program or leadership training. So those will be the two kind of pillars that we'll hang our hat on, is leadership training for 6th and 7th graders and then college prep for 8th to 12th graders. On the funding and social side, which is also kind of our marketing, we really want to get a lot of our corporate sponsors more involved, developing those relationships and really having them more involved in not just writing checks, but engaging their employees and network. So between programming and the fund development side, those are kind of two benchmarks we really want to take it to the next level and get more individuals involved.
Speaking of corporate sponsorship, I also brought you here today to talk about a very exciting event that no nonprofit organization can go without, which is its fundraisers to help, you know, fill those coffers. And this weekend, on April 13th, we got an exciting event, a fundraiser for CLIMB happening, which is Angel City Derby, a day of the races, sponsored by, or is it presented by?
Sponsored by.
Sponsored by.
City National Bank.
Come on now. I'm really, really excited about this event. Can you tell us a little bit about this? I mean, first of all, just the idea. I love the uniqueness of the idea of creating this Kentucky Derby atmosphere on the West Coast, in Arcadia at Santa Anita Park. Tell us about Angel City Derby and why and where the idea came from. And because you know black folks, the one thing we like to do is dress up. Have some good time. Talk. Be out in the sun showing off a dress, a hat, or hollering at a lady. So, and doing it all for a wonderful cause, obviously. Absolutely. So as we get all of our bases covered. Can you tell us a little bit about Angel City Derby?
Well, it derived from, actually it came about in a general body meeting we had to CLIMB. My birthday was approaching. I kind of had the idea of, me and a few friends, let's go out to the racetrack. You know, as you said, kind of emulate the whole experience of the Kentucky Derby. At the general body meeting, I kind of posed it to the present members and said, what do you guys think? Maybe this, we can turn this into a fundraiser. So it was my birthday, and it went from just a handful of friends and supporters to let's turn this into an actual CLIMB fundraiser. That was three years ago. So our first year, we had about 200 people show up. And that, you know, the general premise was, as you stated, dress up, the hats, the seersucker suits, the dresses.
I'm working on my fit. My goal is to at least get into semifinals of best dress contest.
But you know, the music.
I just cheated myself.
Make it very engaging, but to show people a different experience beyond the norm. So exposing them. Many of them is their first time at the racetrack. So, you know, just making it a fun atmosphere and including many of our sponsors. City National Bank has been very adamant about getting involved with CLIMB. Their push has been, one of their main initiatives is financial literacy for youth. So they've been instrumental in that on the youth side, but also many of our demographic individuals that can utilize their banking services, and some of our small businesses that are involved with our organization can be customers to City National Bank. So it's a wide range of ways in which they can really engage their brand and their products and services in what we do. And they've been committed since the first year. And so now, going into our third year, we appreciate their support. In our second year, we did about 500 people, which was last year. So we're looking to grow the event. This year, we're going to have some classic cars, vintage cars. We kind of just add a few new accents. I brought the little croquet set. Is that how you say it, croquet? Croquet set.
Watch out now.
And the horseshoes, so you can, you know, play the little bougie games out on the line.
All right. We're going to have cricket, too? Will that be cricket?
Yeah. I know. So we got a photo booth, with the LOL booth, and VidFlix. Cool. We got many. Cool. Black in L.A. has been one of our primary partners, MS Entertainment. I don't even want to try to go through the whole list because you're going to forget a few people, but I really appreciate
it. You know who you are. Thank you. We appreciate you. And all your signage will be out on Saturday.
We appreciate every single body. We got a silent auction.
Great.
It'll be a good time, though. We got two good food vendors. Got some nice barbecue situated.
Oh, another wonderful. Another
gentleman, Gary Winston Catering.
Okay.
Handling the food. So, you know, it's just many and many vendors. Chanel Smith, she's doing the flowers and decor. We got our decor team.
That's
so
fantastic.
I'm trying to just, you know, think through my thoughts on who's all involved. There's so many players and so many partners, but beyond that, we appreciate the continued support. We look forward to a wonderful day. Everybody get their hats, get their outfits.
Critical. Don't their, listen. Now, what I love on the website is that it says that dress to impress, and then in parentheses says read required. Like, please don't show up here thinking that jeans and your tank top were appropriate. Brothers and sisters, please come in your Sunday best. I guess that's the best thing I can say.
Yeah, something like a little summer
some casual
day.
Interview.
Yeah, casual.
But just,
interview.
You know, come looking good. And if you need help, go to the website.
Google Kentucky Derby outfits and figure out your outfit.
Exactly. No. We're going to send them to the Derby website itself, which is, can you give them the website for the Derby?
It is www.climbinc.org/Derby.
And if you hit that up, you will see the appropriate attire.
Photos, videos.
I will be out there, and if I see you inappropriately dressed, I will make sure to clown you on the next Culture Connection.
We got to report back Malcolm's outfit.
I know. We're going to have to make sure I definitely have on. Oh, you should have saw what I tried on yesterday. I was like, whoa, that's a bright pink, Malcolm. Come on, let that pink go.
Get a nice fedora.
No. I'm not going to let my people down. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a little bit of your time. I also want to ask you before we go, just the event, like what's the, is this a family event? Is this a young professional adults event? Like what's the crowd that
the demographic is young professionals, adults only, not a family event. Yeah, we might expand into the family event. But right now it's adults only.
Okay.
The demographic is typically 23 to 45.
Okay.
Young professionals, urban professionals, the progressive kind. And it's a good time. It's a good time.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to
DJ
to
Artistic.
Out.
DJ Artistic is FAMU. There we go. My buddy, St. Bernard's alumni, FAMU alumni.
It's going down. The click. I want to hear that on Saturday. Is that appropriate at the races?
Yes, we'll get the clean version.
Okay, ain't nobody.
They just told us we can play music. We just can't play it when the horses are running. So
that's
as soon as they cross that finish line.
Drop that beat. Drop that beat. Exactly. So, you know, when I've started this new thing where I'm doing like a little quick fire. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to ask you to answer some questions right off the dome. Are you ready, my brother?
Let's go for it.
Ken Billups, here you go. Favorite movie?
Blow.
A food you cannot live without?
Tacos.
A song that gets you through hard times?
Living for the Love of You.
Favorite place to retreat to?
Parentals.
Who or what is the greatest influence on your life?
I would say Kenneth Billups Jr. Pops.
What is your favorite word?
Los Angeles.
What is your proudest moment of your life?
Proudest moment probably would be my wedding day.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Brother Ken Billups. I appreciate you, bro. Looking forward to just the collaboration and partnership we're going to be forming and continuing in the coming months and years. And as we end every Culture Connection, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And until next time, take care. We'll see you soon. Peace.